You can make a difference. A compilation.
Have you ever wished you could do something that would change the world? But did you ever feel that your obscure life would leave no mark? You have no idea how wrong you are. We can all make a difference, every single one of us. That doesn't mean that any of us can stop all wars, find a cure for cancer, and end all famine and poverty. But each of us can play the role God has given us to the best of our ability. As I was thinking about this, I came across two quotes by outstanding women that serve to illustrate this. The first is sometimes attributed to Gandhi, but it seems to have actually been coined by the high school educator Arlene Lawrence. Be the change that you want to see happen. The second is by Saint Catherine of Siena. Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. There is no such thing as an unimportant, meaningless life. Instead of putting our head in the sand and thinking there is nothing we can do, we can have courage to speak up against things that aren't right. We can take time to practice empathy and compassion. We can create peace around us, starting by creating peace within ourselves. We can be kind to those we come across, as well as care for ourselves. We can create change by taking responsibility for our impact on the world we live in. A well-known story tells of a man who was walking down a beach at sunset and noticed a young boy in the distance who kept bending down, picking something up, and throwing it into the water. As the man approached, he was able to see that the boy was picking up starfish that had been washed up on the beach and was throwing them back into the water. The man asked the boy what he was doing. "I'm throwing these starfish back into the ocean, or else they will die here on the beach." "But there are thousands on this beach, and this is happening on beaches all around the world. You can't possibly make a difference." The boy smiled, bent down, and picked up another starfish, and as he threw it back into the sea, he replied, "I made a difference for that one." The world has so many problems that are bigger than we can fathom, and it's easy to have an overwhelming feeling that our tiny stone dropped in the ocean of chaos will make no difference at all. But everything we do has a ripple effect on the lives of the people we cross paths with, as well as the lives of those they will cross paths with. Of course, we can't do it alone, but God will work in us and with us to make a difference. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust Him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. Psalm 28:7. Ronan Keane. When Lexi Dowdy was a teenager, she prayed every night that she wouldn't wake up. Years of bullying and cruel taunts about her weight had crushed her spirit. But one unexpected compliment from a high school cafeteria worker, a simple comment about her skin, planted the first seed of self-worth that helped change everything. "I had zero self-esteem," Dowdy, now 29, told Today.com. "I hated everything about myself. I'd go to bed at night and pray that I wouldn't wake up." Dowdy's story, which she shared in a TikTok video that quickly resonated with millions, highlights the extraordinary power of kindness. What seemed like an ordinary moment in a school lunch line turned into a life-altering memory, one she carries to this day. "I was getting in line to have my wrap made," she recalled in the video, "and the lunch lady looked at me and exclaimed loudly, 'Oh my God, you have the most beautiful skin. Are you Scandinavian?'" Just the thought that I had one feature that somebody perceived as beautiful was life-changing for me. And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but it genuinely started to change how I viewed myself. Lexi said the compliment didn't just make her feel good in the moment. It marked a turning point. That was the first time I ever remember feeling beautiful, she explained in the video. I remember looking in the mirror later that day and asking myself, "Do I have beautiful skin?" For the rest of that day, I walked around with so much confidence, like I was on cloud nine. She still remembers the woman's voice, her kindness, and how it pierced through years of pain. "Every time someone compliments my skin, I think of her," she said. But what's perhaps most powerful is that the lunch lady likely never knew the impact she had. She probably had moments where she felt bad about just being a lunch lady, Lexi reflected. But she doesn't know that 10, 11, 12 years later, I still think about her. She has no idea. But that one kind remark, given without expectation, challenged the narrative she had internalized. Today, Lexi is a baker in Royal, Arkansas, where she runs Moonbeam's Bakery out of a gas station, with dreams of growing it into a full storefront. But more than cakes and cookies, she's spreading kindness one compliment at a time. "Every job is important," she told Today.com. "That lunch lady planted the first seed that made me think, hey, maybe I'm not an ugly monster. Maybe I am pretty. And I carry that with me." Now she makes it a point to uplift others, knowing how far a small gesture can go. "You never know what someone is going through," Dowdy said. "Complimenting someone's nails, complimenting their outfit, it just makes them feel seen and reminds them that they matter." Lexi also used her video to deliver a powerful message to others in everyday roles. Whatever you do, whether you're a gas station clerk, a barista, a cashier, you can impact people's lives in a great way that they will remember for the rest of their lives, she said. A kind lunch lady can literally save a kid's life. Lexi Dowdy's journey from bullied teen to confident entrepreneur isn't just about survival. It's about the unseen impact of human decency. Her story is a tribute to the everyday heroes who show up, speak kindness, and unknowingly save lives. GanjingWorld.com. The power of our words can burden one's spirit, even stir up hatred and violence. Words can exacerbate wounds and inflict them directly. Alternately, words can build up and be life-giving. Are we using words to build up people or destroy them? Are they being filled with hate or love, bitterness or blessing, complaining or compliments, lust or love, victory or defeat? Words are so important that we are going to give an account of what we say when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." Matthew 12:36-37. As followers of Christ, we should emulate the example of Jesus, whose words were so filled with grace that the multitudes were amazed. Our words should demonstrate the power of God's grace and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. May God enable us to use our words as an instrument of His love and saving grace. God questions.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. visit us at tfionline.com.